the metaphysics of non-existence, militarism, carbon pollution, and ecological tipping points in the Anthropocene, the metabolic core of domination, the global military carbon footprint. The global military industrial complex represents one of the most significant and least scrutinized drivers of climate breakdown. Military operations, the manufacturing of weaponry, and the maintenance of global supply chains for the defense sector are inherently fossil fuel intensive activities that prioritize kinetic readiness over ecological stability. Estimates suggest that the military sector, including the industries that produce equipment and ammunition, is responsible for approximately 5.5% of total global greenhouse gas emissions. This figure exceeds the total annual emissions of major industrialized nations like Japan and is double the emissions of the entire worldwide civil aviation sector. Despite this immense footprint, military emissions remain a significant blind spot in international climate policy. Under the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, UNFCCC, reporting military emissions is not mandatory, and the data provided by nations is often patchy, inconsistent, or not clearly disaggregated from civilian sources. This lack of transparency allows the most carbon-intensive institutional actors to operate outside the regulatory frameworks designed to mitigate climate change. Essentially exempting the guns from the rules governing the circle, the United States Department of Defense, an institutional carbon giant, the United States Department of Defense, DOD, is the world's largest institutional user of petroleum and, correspondingly, the single largest institutional producer of greenhouse gases in the world. The scale of DOD energy consumption is such that it consistently accounts for between 77 and 80% of all U.S. government energy use. From fiscal year 1975 to FY 2018, the total greenhouse gas emissions from the DOD exceeded 3,685 million metric tons of CO2 equivalent. U.S. Department of Defense emission metrics data point total emissions, FY 1975-FY 2018, 3,685 plus million metric tons CO2e post 9/11 war emissions, 2001 to 2018, 1,267 million metric tons CO2e overseas contingency operations, war zones, 440 plus million metric tons CO2e FY 2018 annual emissions, 56 million metric tons CO2e share of federal energy consumption, 77%, 80%. The carbon intensity of the U.S. military is deeply intertwined with its mission to protect access to global oil resources, creating a self-perpetuating feedback loop. A significant portion of U.S. military fuel use is dedicated to maintaining a presence in oil-rich regions like the Persian Gulf, effectively using petroleum to secure the flow of petroleum. This oil security nexus illustrates the two guns metaphysics in practice, a system where energy is consumed at massive scales to ensure the continued availability of the very energy that drives global conflict and ecological collapse. The emissions from the post 9/11 wars alone highlight the environmental toll of active conflict. From 2001 through 2018, war-related operations in major zones like Afghanistan, Iraq, Pakistan, and Syria generated over 440 million metric tons of CO2e. When expanded to include all DoD operations during this period, the total reaches 1,267 million metric tons. For perspective, in 2017, the Pentagon's total emissions were greater than those of industrialized countries such as Sweden, Denmark, and Portugal, and exceeded the total emissions from the entire U.S. iron and steel industry. China and the expanding global arms race, the two guns logic is increasingly manifesting as a renewed global arms race, with China emerging as the world's second largest military spender. In 2024, global military expenditure reached a record $2.7 trillion, a 9.4% increase from the previous year, the steepest year-on-year rise since the end of the Cold War. The United States and China together account for nearly half of this global total. China's military expenditure in 2024 was an estimated $314 billion, continuing a trend of consecutive annual increases. The carbon implications of this expansion are difficult to track because China, as a non-annexi country, has no formal obligation to report military emissions to the UNFCCC. While China's overall national CO2 emissions have begun to plateau or fall due to massive investments in solar and wind power, the rapid growth of its chemical industry and metal production sectors, driven in part by military manufacturing, continues to exert upward pressure on its carbon footprint. The combined military emissions of NATO members, China, and Russia reached an estimated 551 million metric tons of CO2e in 2024. This volume of pollution is equivalent to the annual emissions produced by 300 million passenger cars. As these nations commit to even higher levels of spending, with NATO recently discussing a target of 5% of GDP, the projected emissions are expected to rise significantly. With an estimated additional 840 million tons of emissions generated between 2025 and 2030, the internal mechanics of conflict, ICE, and the carbon footprint of exclusion, the metaphysics of conflict, does not stop at national borders. It manifests domestically through the securitization of migration and the expansion of the enforcement apparatus. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, operates a deportation and detention machine that is both inhumane and environmentally destructive. The carbon footprint of these operations is a direct consequence of a policy that prioritizes the guns of enforcement over the circle of human and ecological solidarity. The atmospheric cost of ICE Air operations functions as a de facto airline that transports detainees between detention centers and carries out international deportations. Unlike commercial airlines, ICE Air frequently operates flights that are only partially full, representing an extraordinary waste of fossil fuel energy. ICE Air operational statistics estimated impact annual flight missions 2,000 plus estimated annual CO2 emissions 57,000 80,000 metric tons operational contract value $650 million to $850 million major operational hubs San Antonio, Miami, Mesa, Alexandria. While the emissions from ICE Air are smaller than those of the DoD, they contribute to a broader pattern of environmentally destructive operations overseen by the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. DHS is one of the few federal agencies beyond the DoD that performs significant non-standard operations that contribute to the national carbon footprint. The pursuit of exclusion at the border mirrors the global conflict metaphysics, diverting resources and carbon capacity toward the enforcement of separation rather than the mitigation of the climate drivers that fuel migration in the first place. The opportunity cost of war. Germany's Zeitenwende and the green transition. The fiscal choices made by modern states reveal a profound prioritization of the two guns over the energy independence revolution. Germany's 2022 Zeitenwende, a major shift in security policy, serves as a critical case study in the opportunity costs of militarism. Following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Germany established a 100 billion euro special fund for military modernization. Arms procurement versus climate neutrality. This 100 billion euros investment in the Bundeswehr is focused on closing gaps in conventional military capabilities, such as the procurement of F-35 fighter jets and heavy transport helicopters. This allocation of capital competes directly with the resources needed to reach Germany's target of climate neutrality by 2045. While the government has also proposed a 500 billion euro infrastructure and climate fund, the military spending is structured through constitutional amendments that allow it to bypass traditional debt limits, essentially granting it theoretically unlimited fiscal priority over green investment. German fiscal comparison, 2025 to 2029, allocation amount. Bundeswehr special fund military 100 billion euros annual climate and transformation fund, CTF, your 10 billion annual defense budget projected 2029. 152 billion euros renewable energy savings, EU 2021 to 2023. 100 billion euros the financial resources diverted to the military could otherwise accelerate the deployment of freedom energies, renewable power sources that provide genuine energy independence and security. Analysis indicates that between 2021 and 2023, the deployment of wind and solar capacity in the EU already saved consumers approximately 100 billion euros by displacing expensive fossil fuels. If the 100 billion euro currently earmarked for arms were redirected toward renewable infrastructure, the resulting reduction in fossil fuel dependence would do more to enhance long-term regional security than the acquisition of hardware that remains tethered to high-carbon supply chains. The employment efficiency gap. The economic argument that military spending stimulates growth and job creation is consistently debunked by comparative analysis of sector-specific employment rates. Military spending is one of the least efficient ways to create jobs, largely because it is capital-intensive rather than labor-intensive. Investment sector jobs per $1 million invested. Education 13, healthcare 9, clean energy 7, 8, infrastructure 7, 8, military 5. By prioritizing the military-industrial complex, governments like those of the US and Germany are accepting a lower human return on investment. For every $1 million shifted from the military to education or clean energy, society gains nearly double the employment opportunities and moves closer to a regenerative circle economy. Ecological tipping points. The unraveling of the Pacific Northwest, the physics of the gun and the resulting carbon pollution are driving localized ecological collapses in the Pacific Northwest PNW, and the Intermountain West. These tipping points represent the material failure of the circle when confronted by the thermal and chemical stress of the dominant culture's metaphysics. The acidification of the Salish Sea. Ocean acidification, often called the evil twin of climate change, is progressing in the Pacific Northwest at a rate that exceeds global averages. As the ocean absorbs atmospheric CO2, it undergoes a chemical transformation. This increase in hydrogen ions, H+, lowers the pH and reduces the availability of carbonate ions, which are essential for calcifying organisms to build shells and skeletons. The Salish Sea is particularly vulnerable due to its geography and the seasonal upwelling of naturally acidic deep waters that carry the carbon signature of fossil fuel emissions from decades ago. Ocean acidification indicators, PNW, findings post-industrial acidity increased 30% 50% faster than models projected 2100 acidity 150% higher than pre-industrial shellfish industry economic value $452 million, at risk. Critical biological threshold pH of 7.5 to 7.8 extinction event levels. Since the early 2000s, oyster hatcheries in the PNW have experienced mass mortalities of larvae, which are unable to form their initial shells in corrosive waters. The impact extends to the Dungeness crab, a cornerstone of the regional economy and ecosystem, whose sensory systems are blunted by increased acidity, reducing their ability to hunt and navigate. This is the circle unraveling. As the foundations of the marine food web dissolve, the entire biological heritage of the coast is impoverished. The aridification of the Intermountain West in the Intermountain West, the traditional concept of drought as a temporary weather anomaly has been superseded by aridification, a permanent shift to a drier state driven by rising temperatures. This process is characterized by an increase in evaporative demand, or the thirst of the atmosphere. Even in years with normal precipitation, extreme heat can dry out soils and reduce runoff, creating a vicious cycle where dry ground heats up faster, fueling further drought. Research in Colorado indicates that the eastern part of the state is drying faster than the western slope, with soil moisture depletion signals detectable as early as 1970. This aridification is straining the Colorado River Basin, which provides water to 40 million people and is currently experiencing its driest conditions in at least 1,200 years. The two guns paradigm responds to this scarcity through competition and legal conflict over water rights. Whereas the circle paradigm would require a fundamental restructuring of land use and consumption to match the region's new hydrologic reality, the fall of the sentinel, the whitebark pine, Pinus albicaulis, is a keystone and foundation species of the high elevation west. These trees, which can live for over 1,000 years, stabilize subalpine soils and regulate the timing of snowmelt. However, as of 2016, an estimated 51% of all standing whitebark pines are dead. The species was listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act in 2022 due to the synergistic effects of white pine blister rust, an invasive fungus, mountain pine beetle outbreaks, altered fire regimes, and climate change. The decline of the whitebark pine illustrates a critical metaphysical tipping point, the breakdown of mutualism. The tree depends almost entirely on the Clark's nutcracker for seed dispersal. When whitebark populations fall below a certain density, the nutcracker stops caching seeds and instead becomes a seed predator, consuming the remaining resource to survive. This creates a feedback loop where the tree can no longer naturally regenerate. Whitebark pine restoration costs estimated unit cost plus tree resistant identification $700 per tree, resistance screening seedlings $1,200 per family, operational seedling production $2.09 per plug direct planting, excluding seedling, $150 to $500 per acre. 5-year national park restoration goal $44 million IRA funded. The cost of saving this keystone species is strikingly low when compared to military assets. The entire 5-year federal investment in whitebark pine restoration, $44 million, is roughly half the cost of a single F-35A fighter jet, $80 million, and a fraction of the $2.1 trillion estimated life cycle cost of the F-35 program. This disparity reveals the profound misalignment of our current security priorities. We are willing to spend trillions to defend a political order through force, yet we hesitate to spend millions to defend the biological foundations that make life possible. The metaphysics of choice, non-violence or non-existence, the two-guns metaphysics has led humanity to a precipice. The resources consumed by the military-industrial complex, both in terms of financial capital and carbon budget, are being stolen from the future of the circle. Dr. King's philosophy of non-violence was not merely a tactic for social change but a way of life for courageous people that recognizes the beloved community as the ultimate goal of human existence. The beloved community and the ethics of interconnection in the beloved community, international disputes are resolved through peaceful conflict resolution and reconciliation rather than military power. This perspective is echoed in indigenous worldviews that emphasize relationality, the understanding that the entire cosmos is a web of intimate knowing relationships where everything is related. In this metaphysics, we are not competitors in a zero-sum struggle for dominance, but brothers and sisters in the family of life. The shift from the two guns to the circle requires a fundamental re-evaluation of what constitutes security. Genuine security is found in energy independence through renewables, freedom energies, in the restoration of keystone species like the whitebark pine, and in the mitigation of the chemical shifts in our oceans. It is found in the relentless pursuit of truthful ends through moral means. Strategic rebalancing for a regenerative future. The evidence suggests that the current path of increasing military expenditure and uncounted carbon pollution will lead to the nightmare scenarios predicted by both military planners and climate scientists. A mere 5% reallocation of the $2.7 trillion global military budget would provide $135 billion, more than enough to meet global climate finance targets and fund the monumental green transition required to stabilize the planet's life support systems. To choose the circle is to acknowledge that the universe is on the side of justice and that life is a cooperative participation. The alternative, the continued pursuit of the two guns paradigm, is a commitment to a physics of collapse. As we stand amidst the aridification of our lands and the souring of our seas, the choice remains as it was in Dr. King's time, non-violence or non-existence. The defense of the circle is the only war worth winning, and it is a war that can only be won through the weapons of love, cooperation, and a deep commitment to the family of all life.